In this bulletin, Victoria records 148 new coronavirus infections and 8 deaths. A sentencing hearing continues over the Christchurch mosque shootings, and a former St Kilda AFL footballer speaks out after having shared his experience of racism. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria's Premier remains hopeful that State Parliament will allow a longer state of emergency period beyond September to tackle the coronavirus pandemic. Crossbenchers have indicated they'll vote down the planned time extension, with the opposition fearing a legislative change will keep the state locked down. The state has recorded 148 new coronavirus cases and another 8 deaths, with 7 linked to aged care outbreaks. Premier Daniel Andrews is still pushing to extend the legal framework to have the powers to impose COVID-19 rules when the state opens up again.
These are extraordinary times, though, and I'd love to think that there were no need for any rules whatsoever and we could go back to normal next week, next month, or the month after that. But until we get a vaccine, there's going to need to be rules.
And South Australia's inching closer to removing border restrictions for people entering the state from the ACT and New South Wales. Premier Stephen Marshall hasn't yet made a formal announcement, but he expects border rules could be dropped in September. However, from Friday, a South Australian border zone is being introduced so people 40 kilometres on either side of the Victorian border can move freely. Mr Marshall says the re-establishment of the buffer zone relies on no further community transmission of COVID-19 in Western Victoria.
So as of Friday, school students will be able to return to school in South Australia. Businesses will be able to resume exactly and precisely as they were.
Survivors and relatives of those who lost loved ones in the Christchurch mosque shootings have appeared at the High Court in New Zealand. The sentencing hearing for Australian Brenton Tarrant is continuing this week after last year's attack that left 51 worshippers dead. The 29-year-old has pleaded guilty to 51 counts of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and 1 count of terrorism, the first terrorism conviction in New Zealand's history. Back in Australia, and the New South Wales Premier has vowed to support communities traumatised from the summer bushfire season and help them rebuild. The state government is accepting all the recommendations from a bushfire inquiry, including more hazard reduction burns and water bombing at night. Gladys Berejiklian set up the inquiry in response to the severe fire season, where 25 people died and almost 2,500 homes were damaged.
We have managed to firstly deal with all the physical issues, and secondly, of course, the ongoing trauma of those directly impacted, and of course those who've lost loved ones, those who bear physical scars, but also those who've just been traumatised by what they saw, will linger for many years.
Qantas is planning to outsource baggage handling at some city and regional airports, resulting in 2,500 further job cuts. In June, Qantas announced it will cut 6,000 jobs as the airline tries to deal with the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. The airline reportedly says work is being outsourced at smaller regional airports. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has told Question Time that the government will continue to support the aviation industry. Moving overseas, and US President Donald Trump has warned this November's presidential election could be rigged after Republicans backed his bid for a second term. President Trump spoke on the first day of the Republican National Convention, but is warning more postal votes could lead to widespread fraud. Independent experts say voter fraud is rare in the United States as Mr. Trump campaigns to defeat former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden. Former US Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is supporting Mr. Trump and says political correctness is a dangerous concept.
In much of the Democratic Party, it's now fashionable to say that America is racist. That is a lie. America is not a racist country.
In sport, former AFL player Robert Muir says he's been overwhelmed by the response to his past experience of racism in the game. He recently shared his story and has thanked the public for the reaction because he believes others in his life didn't understand his trauma. The 66-year-old states the recognition from the AFL and the St Kilda Football Club has made him feel valued, but he needs more space. Mr Muir says he wants to prioritise his mental health and family. Let's look at what the weather's doing for Wednesday. 21 degrees in Perth and sunny tomorrow. In Adelaide, sunny as well, 18 degrees, partly cloudy in Melbourne, 15. Much the same for Hobart, 14 for you. Morning frost and then a little bit of fog in Canberra, 13. Fine and sunny in Wollongong, 17. Sunshine continues for Sydney, 18 degrees. Much the same for Newcastle. Partly cloudy for you in Brisbane, where it'll be 21 degrees. It'll also be cloudy and 27 degrees in Cairns. And fine weather in the top end, sunny for you in Darwin, where it'll be 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.